Hello and welcome to live version of Cultivate to Thrive podcast. My morning has just been getting away from me. I was so busy doing stuff, I didn't even get my ticker done. But hey, that's the way it is. Welcome to this episode, Faithfully Fail into Success. I'm so excited to bring this to you today because everyone fails, but we are so quick to hide it, to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, to be reprimanded, and failing is just natural. Now, I do want to take a second to please encourage you as you join. Please let me know where you're joining from. I love to see everyone, and I know that sometimes I am live in StreamYard, and sometimes I do not see the comments. I do see them after. So if I don't post your comment up there, it's because it's not showing up on my feed. And I'm really sorry about that. Someday I'll learn how to take care of that. But also, if you're watching on the replay, please use hashtag replay. Again, I like to see where my reach is. And if you find this useful or helpful, please do share it with your network or with people you think will get some use from it. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. So let's talk about faithfully failing into success. First, I want to talk about the word fail. If you followed me for any length of time, I've talked about it in the past couple of years. Fail is a first attempt in learning, right? We start our life with fails. When we're born, we fail at grabbing things. We fail at crawling. We fail at walking. We fail at talking. But how do we become successful? By not giving up, by continuing to try, and from learning what didn't work. It's not necessarily what went wrong, but let's change our mindset to what didn't work. Okay. Now, normally, and I don't know if you can tell, normally I dressed, you know, in more solid colors because it's better for a broadcast. But today I'm wearing, oh, my garbage behind me. Anyway, mindset is everything. So that is a theme to help you fail into success, right? You got to have your mindset in the right place. I have had recently, within the last 2 years, a large failure, and I beat myself up over it because I just can't believe I did that. And then I got my mindset on right, and I looked at what I did wrong. I surrounded myself with some supportive, encouraging people. I reached out to people who I knew would help lift me up and encourage me forward, change my mindset, change the failure. And this year I am pivoting, my word of the year, pivoting, and to fail into success. So you know that, again, I talked about as we were born and as we're growing up, societal perceptions of failure is it's negative. It is a bad thing. It is something to hide. It's something to definitely not share. It's something you need to overcome, move forward from, and it's something people don't really want to see. Well, it's time to change that. We need to destigmatize the word failure and the action of failure. We need to view it as a natural part of the journey because it is. It is a natural part of the journey. We learn from failing. But when we do fail, and because of the stigma that that word has, I really don't like the word. But when we use a first attempt in learning, we need to really view it as part of the natural part of the process, a way to move forward, a way to success, a part of the path, part of your journey to success, to the bigger picture. And not only that, when you share your failures, when you share your first attempts and learnings with others, you're building trust. in your personal life and in your professional life. I mean, one of the things that I like to say to people in my management roles in companies was that you're new for your first year in the role. And I know there's probably some CEOs and some higher ups that would probably cringe at that, but honestly, be new your first year. And what that means is you're going to make mistakes because you're learning. There's a lot to learn. There are things that happen that are one-offs, and you don't really learn them until it happens. So embrace that you're new for a year. Allow yourself to fail and learn from that experience and share that you have failed to help build trust. And failing forward, failing into success, faithfully failing into success, you want to embrace that growth mindset, right? So when you're looking at what we consider setbacks, they're opportunities. So again, you need to look for the gifts and opportunities in every situation. What can you glean from it? What can you get from it? What can you learn from it? Is it teaching you not to do something? Is it teaching you to do something? Look for the opportunity. You will grow from that. Your skills will grow. Your learning will grow. Your mind will grow. Hopefully, you will grow your resilience and your perseverance by moving on. One example of a successful individual who turned failures into opportunities, who's very notable, is Elon Musk, right? Despite facing setbacks like financial struggles and multiple business failures, look him up if you haven't heard from him. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of Elon Musk. But he persevered. He kept moving on. Musk co-founded successful companies like SpaceX and Tesla, turning challenges into opportunities through innovation and resilience. So a key lesson that Elon Musk offers us is the importance of resilience and perseverance in the face of failures. So you learn from your mistakes, you adapt, and you stay determined to lead to success, right? There's many, many examples of that in society. And you can probably look around you and see people who maybe aren't as famous as Elon Musk that are persevering, who are being resilient, who are getting success. Remember, we've talked before about definition of success in both your personal and your professional life. Because again, we're not just one part of a person, we're a whole person. And remember that you need to learn from your mistakes. So you need to look at the valuable failures, the valuable lessons that failures can teach you. And they can teach you to be resilient and adaptable. I know I have gained some through my personal experience. Sometimes it's trying new things and I'm learning, well, that didn't quite work the way I hoped, but if I tweak it just a little bit, let's face it. So my lives, they're an experiment. Some of them are failures. Some of them are successes. It also depends on what you're looking for and looking to get out of them. But I'm definitely learning along the way and how to move forward. Fear of failure is something that I think is ingrained in us from a very young age. So we need to learn to overcome that fear. So let's think about what kinds of fear there is that is wrapped up in failure. So it can be embarrassment. It could be losing an account in business. It could be looking foolish. It could be not landing the job, not getting that client. So we really need to look at how we're going to overcome that fear. And some practical tips for overcoming the fear is, first and foremost, always look for the gift or opportunity and know that there's going to be mistakes. You're human. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We're all human. And in this day an age of social media, we often only see the perfect because that's what people put out, the perfect. Really, they're living in this big, humongous house. They have this perfect family. What you don't see, our bills aren't being paid. Somebody got laid off. Somebody lost a client. The kid is being difficult. Maybe the kid's not doing well in school. Maybe you don't have as many friends as you make out to be. So know that there's reality and there's what people portray, right? You know, we're quick to share, my kid got into college, but not the other colleges they didn't get into. But we don't want to focus on the failures anyway. But we need to know that everybody has them. Once you understand that it's commonplace, there's not such the fear. And once you accept that failure will happen and it's an opportunity, and you use that mindset to turn that into an opportunity, or to accept the gift of the learning from that experience, the fear goes away. Knowing that you're learning something valuable to make your success bigger in the future will help that fear go away. So I want to share a couple examples of some individuals or businesses that have turned failure into success, right? And a notable example is Apple Inc. I'm not a huge Apple fan, but let's face it, they're successful. They have a huge following. In the 90s, Apple faced financial difficulties and struggled with product launches. And then when Steve Jobs returned, they shifted focus and introduced innovative progress. Remember, what was it called? Discman or something? We had cassette players. We had CD players that we used to hook to our waist and have headphones attached to hear our music. And it was a limited amount of music. And then Apple came out with the iPod. It was a game changer. I mean, music is a huge industry on its own, but then I have the iPod and how it grew immensely and how much music it can hold. And then they came out with the iPhone that worked together. And then really, if you have the iPhone, you don't really need the iPod anymore. But I think the iPod still stayed around for quite a while because people didn't have the phones. The iPod was much more affordable. And then they introduced the iPad. And not only that, but the technology worked together. And Apple has their laptops, their computing systems, right? Their iOS system. They all integrate well and the products integrate well. And they're building that Apple empire based on those products, turning the company into a global tech giant. Now, you can't ignore that fact. They've actually had the lesson here is ability to pivot, innovate, and adapt to market demands. So in your professional life, if you're not doing so well, look at what the market demands are and see how you can pivot your products or your services to be more of what the marketplace needs. Use your failures to learn from. Again, here we're talking about resilience, right? Both Elon Musk and Apple, they didn't give up. They continued on. They were resilient in the face of repeated failures. So I want to provide some strategies for you for building this emotional and mental resilience, because failing can definitely have an emotional effect on us, which also affects us mentally. And it can just have a mental effect. And once you allow that to take over, it will wreak havoc on you emotionally, mentally, and physically. So one of the first strategies for building emotional mental resilience is mindfulness meditation. So practicing mindfulness helps manage stress and it enhances emotional well-being. Positive self-talk, that's a huge one. I'm only going to go over these a little bit because I don't have lots of time, but I can talk about these in the future as well. So Replace your negative thoughts with positive affirmations to build a more optimistic mindset. I've talked about this many times on many occasions. It's something that's very important. It's something I have a lot of clients go through oftentimes within the first or second meeting that we have to build this positive self-talk. And sometimes it takes a little bit of work to find the right words that you need for positive self-talk. Again, if you know my story, I utilized this when I was young, not knowing what it was, to help turn myself around from having almost no self-confidence at all to really building my self-esteem. So having that positive self-talk is very important. Social support, right? We are social beings. No matter if you're an introvert or extrovert, human beings were made to be social. So you need to create strong connections with friends and family for emotional support during rough times. Also with colleagues. Gallup has done research that shows that engaged employees, happy, fulfilled employees have a best friend at work, right? Your work best friend, someone to share things with, someone to share both the negative things and the positive things, because we do want to celebrate as well as fix, right? Or have a first attempt in learning forward. So it's important to have that support socially, both personally and professionally. The fourth one is a healthy lifestyle. Regular exercise, balanced nutrition, sufficient sleep all contribute to mental resilience. If you are not feeling your best, you will not be your best. Your mind cannot function if it's drained, if it's not re-energizing, reinvigorating through good, restful sleep. And I do have some tips on that also. All of these things, I have additional tips. If you're interested in, comment, DM me, send me an email, cultivateandthrive@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share some tips with you. So again, the healthy lifestyle, regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and sufficient sleep to contribute to your mental resilience. Learn from your setbacks. View challenges as opportunities for growth and learning rather than insurmountable obstacles. Again, it's the first attempt in learning, looking for the gift in opportunity. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to fail. It's part of life. It's part of your journey. It's how you view it and learn from it and move forward that will affect you. Here's a big one. I gotta get a drink. Time management, right? There's so much about time management. We have experts on all these platforms that can help you with time management. There's books, there's planners, but you need to prioritize your tasks. You need to set realistic goals. And talking about goals, remember there are SMART goals that corporate likes to push. They are excellent for keeping track of what you're accomplishing, but there's also dumb goals. And I've shared about that before. Dumb goals are the dreams. You need to have those. You need to break these down into manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. You don't want your time management to just be a list of things that you need to check off. Now, we do have people that like to do that because they feel achievement, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to micromanage yourself so that you miss out on gifts and opportunities. So make sure you're keeping yourself open for opportunities. And I talked about that when I talked about opportunity leadership. So remember that as well. The seventh one is develop coping strategies, right? We need to deal with stress in a healthy way. We will face stress. It's life, especially in this go, go, go society. We're going to have stress. So make sure that you develop coping strategies. Again, there's many experts out there. Deep breathing helps you. Journaling. You can journal in the morning and in the evening, in the morning or in the evening, throughout the day, whatever, you know, with these little tools we have with us every day, we can definitely jot stuff down. In the morning, you can journal about dreams you've had, Maybe you woke up with a great idea, or you have something that's pressing through the day you want to look back on to see how you handled it. In the evening, journaling about things that you had to deal with, like challenges, things that you have overcome, successes, things you need to think about, ideas you come up with. Those are all ideas for journaling. And let's not forget engaging in hobbies. We need to have time to enrich ourselves, to really be happy and full of joy. You need to be engaged in activities that use your inner strengths and talents, those that bring you joy, that come easily for you. Many times throughout life, we are in a job, a job, something to pay the bills, a paycheck, and we don't really get to do what we love for a living. So look at what that is that you love to do and use it in a hobby. Do that in your free time. And if you don't have free time, then make free time. Visit the time management. It is important to really develop that inner joy, to have a fulfilling life. If you don't have that, these failures will become insurmountable obstacles, and you don't want that to happen. You need to have something to look forward to, and look for ways to make these things your innermost talents, your gifts, your strengths, to become what you do to make for a living, and work won't be so much like work anymore. 8, maintaining perspective, right? Keep a broader view of your life. There's more than just the day-to-day tasks. And acknowledge that your setbacks or failures are temporary. They are part of the journey of success. They're part of your larger journey. Remember that. If you have to, write it on your mirror so you see that every day. And 9, seek professional help. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength to know and admit that you need help. Now, there's different kinds of help. You can consult a mental health professional if needed. If you are really struggling with depression or mental health issues, if you have trauma in your life, if you have past things you need to deal with, mental health professionals such as counselors, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists can be of great help with you to deal with the past to move forward. If you are in a place where you're just in the present and struggling to move forward, or you're actually moving forward and just need a little help, coaches are great for that. And there are coaches for stress and trauma, but know that there's a difference what a coach can help you with and what a medical professional can help you with. But also, you know, seek out what best suits your needs and do your research and find someone who's a good fit for you. Now I want to talk a little bit about persistence, because with resilience, we are more able to persist and move forward. So you do need to have that for long-term success. If you just give up, you will never move forward. So you need to persist and move forward. So I do have 2 famous figures that I want to highlight for you today that show persistence. And one is Thomas Edison. I shared a quote from him yesterday. So he's known for inventing the light bulb, but he did lots of things before he found success doing that. He had numerous setbacks and failures, like way more than numerous, a lot. Do some research on Thomas Edison. He's an inspiration for sure. He made thousands of unsuccessful attempts before finally creating a practical and long-lasting electric light bulb. His perseverance and dedication to innovation made him one of the greatest inventors in history. I mean, I learned about him in school. I don't know if they're still teaching about him. If not, they should be, because there's a huge lesson there about how failure is not failure unless you quit, right? Another one, J.K. Rowling. Before she achieved immense success with Harry Potter series, she faced rejection from multiple publishers. I don't know how many Harry Potter fans there are here, But I did enjoy the movies, did not read the books. I have kids who read the books. There's lots of lessons interwoven in her books. But she went through a lot of personal struggles, including financial difficulties. Despite the challenges, she persisted in her writing. And eventually, Harry Potter became a global phenomenon, making her one of the most successful authors. So believe in yourself and persevere. When you know you got something good, don't let others put you down or tell you no. Move on, their loss. Remember to celebrate the small wins. It's important to acknowledge the things that you have done well and the achievements that you have made, your successes along with your journey. That'll help keep you moving forward. And remember to always have a positive mindset, right? Look for the gifts and opportunities will help you fail into success. Right? Your first attempt in learning. And self-compassion. Be forgiving of yourself. I think the world, we do need to forgive others, but we also need to forgive ourselves. Oftentimes, our harshest critic and the person who's most harsh on us is us. I had some stuff in my past that I had to deal with, and I dealt with it. It was hard. And, you know, we still struggle along the way. It's a process. Life is a process. It's a journey. If you are dealing with issues of having a hard time with self-forgiveness, I do have a PDF that I will share. But also on February 21st, my live is going to be like a mini workshop in self-forgiveness. So I invite you to join that live. And if not, catch the replay. And I'll walk you through some of the self-forgiveness techniques. So remember, when you fail into success, it's your first attempt in learning. Always look for the gift and opportunity in everything. Be positive. Use that positive mindset to keep you uplifted and moving forward. Use the self-affirmation, positive self-talk. Kick out the negative crap. You don't need it. The world is full enough of it. Always look for opportunities and growth to lead you to success. You deserve it, and the world needs the you that you are created to be. Thank you so much. And again, if you've enjoyed this, please share it. And I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.